Jeremy Bradley here, back live from Lafayette. No virtual reality here. I really am here, and it's brought to you by ShopErnie.com. Everybody loves a golden retriever puppy. Ernie and his dogmestic partner, Basil, have a greeting card for every occasion. Check out the cutest dogs at ShopErnie.com. That's ShopErnie.com. While you're surfing, check out the fun at LFT.JBOnAir.com at the Lafayette Science Museum. Kevin, you know what? The virtual reality, awesome, and then you took me upstairs in the last segment. I mentioned you have some reptile friends here. Lots of great partnerships that you have with different people in the community, right?
That's right. We have a ton of great partnerships, and that's what makes the museum special, is that when you come into it, rather than trying to model our museum off of another museum or copy and paste, we are a reflection of our community. When you say Lafayette Science Museum, it is a reflection of the science community here in our fair city.
You got some living creatures here that I did get to hold, some alligators, I think, Graham.
That's right. And that was brought to us in part with the Endangered Species Day that took place Saturday. So we had some great friends come in and bring some little critters in. Now, our friends that stay here on a regular basis are of the insect variety, and we try to bring in some of the rarest and weirdest and creepiest and crawliest insects there are. So they're here all the time.
So it's constantly changing, though. Maybe could you give us a sneak peek of what's going to be here in the next 6 months, year? I know you've got some maybe expansion plans.
That's exactly right. So we were just talking about the insects. Well, that's one of the favorite things for adults and kids alike, because generally we'll step out and take a few of them out and let them pet them if they choose. By the way, we also find that girls pet the bugs a lot more often than the boys do.
Ah.
Just saying. and so we are going to expand on that, because we really feel like that's a learning opportunity for kids and perhaps a chance to get into entomology later on in life.
Okay, so people want to follow along the progress. It's probably on your website then, right?
Absolutely. There's a bunch of different ways to follow us. You can follow us on our brand new website at www.LafayetteScienceMuseum.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at LafayetteScienceMuseum.com or on Twitter.
I will link everybody through again. So the highlights of all the fun stuff going on, me, you know, holding an alligator and doing virtual reality, is at lft.jbonair.com. Well, Kevin, I say we keep, let's go and play.
Fantastic. There's a bunch to do.
Lots to do and lots to learn. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much.